this is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, relief expected for farmers as a new animal feed plant opens by the end of this month. The QEH working to reduce patient wait times. The DLP again calls for this year's common entrance exam to be pushed back. The Barbados Revenue Authority pleased with the number of people who are filing their taxes early, and police in Dominica issue a stern warning to drug traffickers after a major drug bust. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Farmers and ultimately consumers could benefit when a new animal feed plant opens this month. Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir last year touted the proposed new plant as one way of achieving lower animal feed costs. This followed complaints from farmers over price hikes by the then sole local feed plant, Pinnacle Feeds, owned by Roberts Manufacturing. Mr. Weir said that there was a delay in the new plant coming on stream.
The feed plant is functional, but I know that the investors have already brought in some corn and soya and should be manufacturing. They were set to start in March. I believe that they should be good to go by the end of April. All the corn, etc., that they brought in came in March. So I am optimistic that they should be good to go by the end of this month.
Mr. Weir expects lower feed costs, especially for the poultry sector.
Well, I mean, they have already said that they were going to reduce the price of feed, especially for the poultry farmers. So they have not come back and said that this is not the case. So I would expect that once they start to roll out, that the price of feed for poultry farmers will come down.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir. Communications specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley, says officials are putting measures in place to reduce the wait times for patients. Mr. Seeley said they're also working to address all complaints.
Reducing patient wait times is an ongoing priority for us, and we have implemented various initiatives aimed at streamlining our operations and optimizing resource allocation. However, it is essential to acknowledge that healthcare delivery is complex, and there are occasions when unexpected surges in demand or clinical emergencies may impact our ability to meet the immediate needs of every patient. Our clinical teams make decisions based on the severity of the condition, the urgency of intervention, and the patient's overall fitness for surgery or treatment. While this may result in longer wait times for some individuals, these decisions are made with the sole intention of maximizing patient outcomes and ensuring the fair allocation of resources.
Communications specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley. The Democratic Labour Party is calling on the Ministry of Education to push back the date for this year's Barbados Secondary Schools entrance examination, known as the Common Entrance Exam, which is scheduled for May 7th. DLP spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon, believes the date should be pushed back to accommodate students, especially in light of challenges faced at some schools.
Parents have raised the concerns as well as the union. And of course, the Ministry of Education, those are responsible for making such decisions, again, have closed a blind eye on that matter. We are hoping that they take in consideration their mental stability of our students, the anxiety that student, particularly this group of students for this year's common entrance. And of course, we have to remember that many of those same students had various challenges at school, including the St. John Primary School that had to be relocated. So all of those kinds of factors, the reality is that we are just hoping that every child is given an equal opportunity to do their best at these exams.
She believes the examination should be held in July.
So we are hoping that the ministry will give them an additional 2 months, which would mean that they can sit the exam perhaps the first week of July, the first or second week of July. That should give us enough time to do the marking and the grading so that students can receive their grades and so that they can be allocated to the various secondary schools. Well, again, we are hoping that the Ministry of Education understands that we are advocating on the rights of those students, and we hope that they take those matters into consideration.
DLP's spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce Bridgetown Revitalization Committee believes that efforts to beautify and improve the city for the T20 World Cup can lead to some long-term benefits. Committee Chairman Eddie Abed believes that they can eventually attract new entrepreneurs to provide a greater variety of offerings and revive nightlife in the city.
What we are still lacking is cultural events, entertainment, activities that go beyond 4:30 or 5 on an afternoon. And we're hoping that with the new look and the fresh investments that we see happening in and around the city, that we can attract new entrepreneurs who would be hopeful to establish what they're doing in the city, because we do need the variety. So we see not only gains or opportunities in the short term, we also see many in the medium term and most certainly in the longer term.
Chairman of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed. The Barbados Revenue Authority, BRA, is pleased with the number of people who have begun to file their taxes. Communications Officer of the BRA, Erica Lazar, tells Starcom Network News hundreds of people have been turning out to their annual tax clinic sessions. She said more people are filing earlier when compared to last year.
We are pleased with the numbers that we're seeing coming into the tax clinics, because they normally start quite slowly for the first week. We normally start in the first week of April, and then we will see a sharp increase like in the last week or so. But we're getting numbers quite early this year, which is good. So hopefully that will bode well, that we wouldn't have too many long lines towards the end of the filing season. They've been going quite well. We've had approximately 1,000 people attending thus far, and we are making sure that we spread them to different areas. So we are at Queen's Park Steel Shed from Monday until Saturday, and they are from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And then on Saturdays, we also have additional locations. So they've been going quite well. I just want to make sure people know that the filing deadline is April 30th.
Ms. Lazar is again urging people to ensure that they put the correct banking information so that they can get back their tax returns. She raised concern that too often people don't have updated information.
This is so important to make sure that they have a current bank or credit union account, and to bring that account number, because when we're paying refunds, we want to make sure that the refunds get to you. So make sure that the account is not closed. It's an account that is active. And if it should close, make sure that they either inform us or go into Tamis and update that information, because we want to make sure we can get refunds to people as soon as possible. And if it's not correct, it obviously will take longer for that correction to happen, because we have to verify the information. If it's been changed, we have to verify that information with you. So somebody that you know received their refund, and you're like, why didn't I receive my refund? And then you realize that your information was not correct, and then you need to contact us. So it's obviously a longer process. Get it right the first time.
Communications Officer with the Barbados Revenue Authority, Erica Lazar. And owners of cruising catamarans in Bridgetown are expressing excitement about doing business when the ambitious $160 million pierhead project is completed. Starcom Network News understands investors will bring cruising catamarans, who were temporarily relocated, back into the redeveloped space. One catamaran operator who wished to remain anonymous said their inclusion would be a major benefit to the city.
To be honest, we're looking forward to the project completion. We hope that there will be provision for us in the future. I think it will be a good thing for the project itself after completion, when, as my understanding, they'll have retail stores, restaurants, coffee shops, etc. along the Greenwich Haven's Lane side as we know it right now. And the amount of volume and traffic that we, the catamarans and the fishing boats as well, bring into the area would be a big plus for people operating in that area in the future, as coffee shops, restaurants, or whatever, maybe retail stores, whatever else is that to put there. We would bring a huge amount of traffic in for those people.
Meantime, Randall Armstrong, owner of the MC Buccaneers, said he and other larger party cruise operators were contented where they're presently located.
We're very grateful that the government eventually did find a home for us over at the heliport near the fisheries complex. And it is getting there. It's work in progress. But at least we have a place to operate from. And everything is great as far as I can tell from my side. I do not believe that we will be going back over to the pierhead. I think that the party boats have finally found its home. And we will make the best of what we have.
Owner of MC Buccaneer, Randall Armstrong. And finally, Dominica police said they've seized drugs valued at more than $37 million EC dollars, while the acting police commissioner, Davidson Valerie, issues a stern warning to drug traffickers. Mr. Valerie said the police force will intensify its efforts at pursuing the traffickers to ensure they're denied any opportunity to traffic illegal drugs in Dominica and ensure that they're caught and brought to justice. Police said they seized close to 17,000 grams of cannabis and around 700,000 grams of cocaine earlier this month in two operations there. Recapping the headlines. Relief expected for farmers as a new animal feed plant opens by the end of this month. The QEH working to reduce patient wait times. The DLP again calls for this year's common entrance exam to be pushed back. The BRA is pleased with the number of people who are filing their taxes early. And police in Dominica issue a stern warning to drug traffickers after a major drug bust. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.